This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. My dear brothers and sisters, all praise and glory and majesty belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send salat and salam on His Habib, on our Imam, on our Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Imamul Anbiya, Sayyidul Mursaleen, the last and final of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after whom there is no other messenger. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him the highest stations in Jannah, to grant him Maqam al-Mahmood, to grant him intercession as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to do. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept his intercession in our favor, which inshallah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will do. We come to the end of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. I want to first wish all of you Ramadan Mubarak. I want to wish you Eid Mubarak, Eid Sa'id, Kullu Aam wa Antum Bikhair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your ibadat, your fasting, your Qiyamul Layl, your Tilawat al-Quran, your Khairat, Sadaqat, your Sadaqat al-Fitr, your Zakat al-Fitr, your Zakat, and whatever else you did, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, you did it for Him, to please Him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with you and grant you from His treasures in keeping with His glory and majesty, as only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu can do. My brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this with the best of His rewards, inshaAllah. I want to remind you and myself that, as I said, the whole purpose of Ramadan is to become muttaqoon. So I think it's a good idea to now take stock and say, how did I begin Ramadan? In what state did I begin Ramadan? And now that Ramadan has come to a close, what is my state now? Have I improved? Have I changed? And if I have improved and changed, then in what way? If there is something which is still not done, then what is my plan going forward? Because as I told you, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all Ramadan in good health and good iman. Now going forward, Ramadan was the boot camp, Ramadan was the refresher course, Ramadan was the thing that it was a booster dose of iman and yaqeen in order to make us muttaqoon. Who is a muttaqi? A muttaqi is one who is concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and above every other concern. He is not concerned about his own pleasure, he is not concerned about the pleasure of other people, he is concerned only and only about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this question, will Allah be pleased with this or not, is the primary question in the mind of the muttaqi, and that is the primary criterion based on which the muttaqi does anything. So any decision, any action that he or she has to take, anything that they wish to speak, anything that they wish to do, they do it, and they will do it keeping this criterion in mind, which is, does it please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do it. If it does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not do it. If they are in doubt about it, to say, I'm not sure, does this please Allah or not, then they will not do it until they become sure, meaning that they will take whatever steps are required in order to get that clarity. And once they have that clarity, then they will do whatever is the right thing to do, meaning they will do what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, question is, let us look at ourselves and say,
have I reached this place? Have I reached a place now where every decision of my life is going to be measured in this way? I'm going to lead my life in this way. I will do what pleases Allah and I will not do what doesn't please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have reached this stage, alhamdulillah, that is the first step. The second step is, since I'm now at this stage, what about those things in my life which I have been doing historically, which did not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is my idea and intention about that? I know it's a dumb question. There is only one thing you can do about that. If you have garbage, what do you do with it? You don't hang it around your neck, right? You throw it, you reject it, you discard it, you remove it. That's what is garbage. Garbage is anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do we do with that garbage? We get rid of it. Are we ready to do that? If we are not going to do it, then we have wasted all that. Simple as that. All the fasting, all the time, trouble, energy, gone down the drain. We don't want that to happen. We want all of that to benefit us and to get the rewards of that many, many fold in keeping with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's majesty and grace. So therefore, please don't waste it. So what must you do? Ensure that there is no disobedience of Allah in your life. Remove it. If you have interest-based transactions, interest-based dealings in your life, get rid of them. If you are indulging in anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, get rid of it. Then inshallah, your Ramadan has been worthwhile and your Ramadan has been something which is highly beneficial. Right? Make sure that the day of Eid is a day of Eid and happiness also for others, especially those who are deprived. For poor people, for poor neighbors, for first and foremost, for your own family, poor relatives. Make sure that everybody is happy. Make sure that people... I'm not just talking about Zakat al-Fitr. Zakat al-Fitr you will give, because without Zakat al-Fitr, your salah is not valid. So you must give it. But in addition to that, make sure that people have, you know, not just enough to eat, but something nice to eat that day. Make sure that their children are wearing decent and good clothes, new clothes, inshallah. Right? And remember, it is okay. You can give your children's castaways. That also is charity. But give for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give in the name of Allah, not that which you don't need or don't want. Give what you love. Because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah said, you will not reach the level of birr and taqwa until you spend in the path of Allah that which you love the most. So spend that which you love the most. I want to end with sharing a dua with you, which my sheikh used to do. Rahmatullahi alayhi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him and grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He used to say, Allah, mujhe dunya aur akhirat mein kisi ka mohtaj mat rakh. He used to say, oh Allah, do not make me dependent on anyone other than you in this world and in the next world. In this world, in the dunya, wal akhirat, do not make me dependent on anyone other than yourself. Then he would say, O Allah, mujhe jismi, qalbi, ruhi, sirri, gunahon se aur unki amraaz se mehfooz rakh. He used to say, O Allah, save me and protect me from the sins of the body, of the mind, and of the heart and of the soul. And save me from the diseases which are associated with those sins. There are diseases associated with the sins of the body, with the sins of the mind, with the sins of, you know, mental illnesses and so on, with the sins of the heart, the qalb, and with the sins of the ruh, of the soul and the sir. He used to say, oh Allah, save me from those sins and save me from the diseases that are associated with it, with those sins. Then he would say, Allah, mere qalb ko maasiv Allah se paak karke apni noor aur apni mohabbat se bhar de. He would say, oh Allah, purify my heart and free my heart and empty my heart of everything other than your love and other than your noor. Purify my heart and empty my heart of everything, Masif Allah, anything other than Allah. Accept and fill it with your noor and with your love, with your khashya and with your hope, with your muhabbat. And then he would say, oh Allah, mujhse razi ho ja aur kabhi naraz mat ho. He would say, oh Allah, be pleased with me and never be displeased. So this is my dua for all of you. And this is my gift for you for Eid al-Fitr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and bless you and protect you and help you in every way in this dunya wal akhirah. Once again, Eid Saeed, Eid Mubarak. May Allah be pleased with you. May this be a very beautiful and happy Eid for you, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.